Good evening, Chris. Are you there?
He could have muted himself.
No, you haven't. I can hear you loud and clear.
Spook?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'll bring Martin. Martin, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good, good, good. Can you hear me, Chris?
I can now. I had me headphones off. Hey, Matt, how you doing, mate? You all right?
Hey, guys. Yeah, doing good. How about you all?
Yeah, we're all right, man. On this bullshit bollocks platform that we're sending out these messages on, apparently. Somebody once said, called our platform bullshit. So we use that phrase all the time. The bullshit platform using these big shill mics.
Welcome to the bullshit bollocks platform. Good day.
Good evening, everybody in the chat. A couple of hundred, I think, there in the chat net at the moment. Welcome tonight again. We've got you're not really a guest now, are you? Pad furniture. We've got Matt Landman with us. We're just going to have a chinwag, really, basically. I don't think there's anything planned to really talk about, is there, tonight, apart from your at the end of the month or three quarters of the way through the month. In fact, we'll start there, Matt. Tell everybody what's happening in June.
Yeah, if you want to pull up the website, you can. I don't know if you want to, but I have a nice website for the event, for the 21st June rally. It's Stop Geoengineering. stopgeoengineeringlondon.co.uk. I'm getting used to saying that, .co.uk. I'm still trying to figure out if that's like the main thing that everyone uses over there. It seems like it. So 21st June, we're having a rally in London at Marble Arch, which is just adjacent to Hyde Park. It's right across from Speaker's Corner. And come to find out, that's where they hanged all the baddies back in the day. I just found that out. I'm like, oh, perfect.
Well, the Marble Arch is the, what is it? It's like the Bar Arch, isn't it? I would say.
Oh, is that right?
There's one in America, in New York, and then there's one in France. What's the one in France called, Dom?
Champs-Élysées,
yeah. And they're all over the world, just disguised as something else. But they pretty much look like the Arc of Baal.
Funny. Yeah, you know, back to the old world, the hidden history probably, you know, like how did it get there?
Yeah.
You know, how come everything's identical everywhere? And all of that sort of architecture stuff, world fairs, nonsense, all that stuff. Mm. I even went on a hike recently. It's like middle of nowhere where I live. It's called Grizzly Peak. And it looks like a melted building at the top, I swear. I mean, that's another show. But yeah, if you just look around in your world, you can start to see remnants of what seems to be. So the idea was to have a rally in England because the UK seems to be having this big wake-up call regarding the spraying. Last June, I was over there, and the Met Office said it was the hottest June on record, and everyone was like, bollocks. we haven't seen the sun in weeks. They said we haven't seen the sun in 10 weeks. How can they say it's the hottest June on record? You know, so people are starting to like see through the Met Office and see through the mainstream media. Definitely the lockdowns like did a number on people's consciousness, you know, like like even people that were just normies. It's like when you take away the pub, for one, because I know y'all like to go out of the pub. And if you take away people's livelihoods, they start to really ask questions. And then, you know, your family members get the shot and then keel over. It's like, oh, wait a second. Maybe those conspiracy theorists might have been onto something. So people are really like getting the smelling salts. You know what I mean?
Also, after the last time we spoke, I think it was a week later, they came out with a thing in England that they're spending 50 million on bouncing the sun back into the stratosphere.
Billion. Yeah! I was
like
going to say
a week after we spoke, wasn't it?
50 billion, Chris, not million.
Oh, sorry, billion.
No, 50 million, 50 million. Yeah.
Is it million?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 50 million. It was 66 million US. the headline we got over here.
But what's in a number?
Right. I wouldn't mind if England was boiling, right? But it's freezing all the time. We really shouldn't be bouncing the summer anywhere. You know what I mean?
No, and these people, I love the memes that show the whole world, you know, the map of the geography, and then it's this little red of the UK, and it's like, oh, as long as we block out the sun there, it'll save the world. You know what I mean? And it happens to be the place where y'all hardly get any sun at all. It's like, you know. But no, the reason why they did 50 million is to make it palpable. So people would be like, oh, that's not costing me too much, you know, it's taxpayer money that they're using. So I didn't, you know, I can't predict the future. I had no idea. This is actually kind of like divinely timed, I feel like, because people were reaching out to me and saying, you know, and it was like, first it was Scotland. So I went to Scotland and I spoke in Edinburgh and Glasgow. Won't be going back to Glasgow. No offense to the Glasgowians, but Edinburgh is a sweet
Glaswegian.
place. Yeah.
What happened in Glasgow?
Well, I was in London at first, and everyone's like smiling, and you know, and then I landed in Glasgow, and I smiled at the first bloke, and he threatened to kill me. So they're not that friendly.
Yeah, Glasgow's not known for its friendliness.
You're fortunate you didn't get a fucking Glaswegian handshake, which is basically an
headbutt. Right. I thought you were gonna say a shank, but a headbutt makes sense. Yeah, no, Glasgow's cool, and I went to the cemetery, or you know, whatever they call it, the necropolis, and it's got some cool history and some nice people and some great art, you know, street art and what have you. But no, you know, there's other places in the world. But see, it's like it's really run down. They like this one guy when I was checking into my hotel room, he was like a local, and he's like, "What are you doing here?" Like, why would you come here all places on earth? And I'm like, oh,
seriously. They filmed the last Batman film there.
So, oh, cool. Yeah, because it's grimy. Yeah,
because he's so gothic. Yeah,
yeah. It
probably, no offense to Glaswegians, by the way.
It's just like Gotham. It's probably resembles Gotham. I mean, people. I saw blokes like literally like drinking half of their beer and just smashing it in the street, you know, or like their Red Bulls as well. And the vape pens, like these stores that are just all super colorful, like every few storefronts is a vape pen store where people can go get their like cherry flavored whatever, blow the big smoke and get their popcorn lung or whatever's going on with that. But no, I went to Scotland and God bless them, that was great. And then there was so much attention coming from the UK from I did a town hall meeting in North Wales, which we got to circle back and talk about North Wales. And then in South England, I went to Bexhill and interviewed this author, Neil McRae, for my sequel film, Franken Skies 2, Climate Chains, like Shackles. And then so much attention came out of the, like, I don't get that much attention, surprisingly. You know, you'd think people would be waking up in droves, especially after the lockdowns, and being like, Matt, you know, come screen your movie. But I've been getting so much attention out of the UK that I figured, well, why not have a rally in London, you know? And so I started getting that together, and I went over to London and started putting it together. And you all had me on the show, which was beautiful. And then after I started getting it dialed in, the UK government announced, we're going to be blocking your son. You're welcome, right? And investing however much money into it, right? And so that gave the rally a lot of attention, gave it a lot of steam, energy. And so that was beautiful. I think that the people probably would have wanted to protest anyways after hearing that news. And here it is, ready to rock and roll. We have a protest. So I have no idea how many people will show up, but based on the news and the attention and the amount of like
I think you
musicians
might
and
be
whatnot hit
surprised,
me
Matt.
up. Yeah, I think I might be pleasantly surprised. So
Oh,
that's
scarily
happening.
surprised.
And then because of the news, because all of the media said, in 2 weeks, we're going to be dimming your sun now. You're welcome. Which is funny because when you contact the MPs, they're like, yeah, no, we're not doing that. It's like it's all over the news, you effing knobhead, you know? Yeah, I get to use that word today. It's fun. So then there was an online petition, which I don't even know about these online petitions, to be honest. I mean,
Yeah.
it's great
Just
and all, but
remember
like,
the
how
last
do we
time.
know these people are even real? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I get that sentiment. I'm very dubious
Yeah.
about them. Yeah.
It's like I know petitions and contacting your MP was a thing of the past. Like, oh, you know, they're gonna write a bill because I signed all these things. But nowadays, It's like they love you doing the petitions because you think you're doing something, but you're really not doing much, you know, in my opinion. Not to like poo-poo on the whole thing. But then because this petition got almost 200,000 signatures, and then I sent you guys the heat map of like where all the signatures came from, which I don't even know if that's realistic or not. Now they've announced that on the Monday after the rally, so the rally's on Saturday, the 21st June, summer solstice, longest day of the year to honor the sun, which was my, you know, the idea, you know, because the sun's getting effed with or whatever. And now on the Monday following, Parliament, UK Parliament, will meet to debate this new geoengineering idea, acting like it's a brand new thing that they haven't been doing it for decades, and debating whether to allow it or not. So that'll be interesting as well. And the timing is great. So they must have caught wind of the rally. I mean, they must have, because had they had the meeting like the week prior and then lied through their teeth, people would be out with their pitchforks and coming to the rally all, you know. But now it's right afterwards, so they're probably seemingly thinking that the rally will take the energy out of the protesters and that whatever they say won't be so debated by the public or whatever, so like offensive, you know what I mean? And they're allowing 25 people to join them, like citizens or whatever. So I'm going to be up there with bells on like 5 hours early trying to get into that and witness that shit show of you know, lies and whatnot. So that's happening. And I think Christian's still coming, right?
Yeah, I'm coming. Yeah.
Yeah, Christian's coming. Yeah. And we've got Sonia Paulton. She'll be there. She's doing a live stream. Yeah, she's doing a live stream. She's going to speak for like 10, 15 minutes, she said. And then I've got a handful of bands. Darren Nisbet of the Light newspaper, Daznez.
Yeah, Daz. Yeah.
He goes by Daznez. And then we've got a speaker, Francis O'Neill. We've got Billy Hunt. He's a musician. Unregistered Chickens, Gareth Ike might be there, might speak. James Dillingpool might be there, might speak. I've gotten some maybes from some people, and then I've got this guy, reggae guy, gonna come and spin some records and give. He's an herbalist. He's gonna give some speeches. There's gonna be some amazing speakers, including myself, and some amazing musicians. And we're gonna have a picnic afterwards. The rally is at 2 p.m. for a couple hours. And I think it'll be a beautiful time to meet the like-minded and to show the world that we do not consent. My plan is to make an annual event. So I'm taking a page from, and I'll give this little tangent and then I'll pass it over to you guys. I'm taking a page out of the book of March Against Monsanto. So people ask me all the time, like, what can really be done about the chemtrails? Like, does activism even matter, you know? Like, what can we do? And my answer is Monsanto. Monsanto tried to get their grubby claws into our food supply secretly. Quietly, like they didn't think anyone would notice. And activists rallied together. They stood up and they made their voices heard and they were loud about it. And finally, they gathered together on May 25th, 2013 and had March Against Monsanto in 400 cities worldwide. They had simultaneous protests, 400 cities. And they popped it off with that. But then they did it annually every single year until the consciousness on that issue rose enough that people now know about Monsanto. And Monsanto even hides now and got Bayer to buy them out, so they don't even really exist anymore. But now people know and they have choice, right? We get to choose the food that we eat. We can look at the labels and we can decide organic or whatever. We don't have choice with the air that we breathe. So ideally we can keep rallying and raise the consciousness on the issue and people can wake the F up. You know what I mean? There's a lot of F-bombs that I've been trying to drop so far the show.
We'll have to get you talking Yorkshire, but it's strange that a lot of people still don't think that even after the government have announced it and after you showing it, say, in your film about the years and years and years of century, more or less, of spraying, even in Vietnam and what have you, that people still think that it's not going on. For whatever reason it's happening. Operation Cauldron went from 1943 to 1989. Large area particle trials and what have you, spraying zinc cadmium and all sorts of other chemicals and all sorts of other modified whatever bioweapons. And yet people still don't believe it.
I think it was J. Edgar Hoover is a quote that said, when the public encounters a conspiracy so massive, they just can't, it's just impossible for them to believe it. You know what I mean? It's just too big. Yeah. Like, kind of like the jibby jab. It's like, how could they? What? Depopulation? Yeah. No way. But it's like people are waking up, you know, and to the lines, the lies in their skies, people have to wake up. I mean, it's happening. It's being funded. I mean, if you have the time to go down the rabbit hole and see the funding and the normalization and the media and everything, and they'll tell you chemtrails are a crazy thing. Geoengineering is the solution to your problems, to climate change and everything. But they're identical, really. You know what I mean? And they're telling us that they need geoengineering to save us from ourselves. But if you look at it all, like, what is climate change even? Well, climate is 30 years of weather. And when did they really start spraying the skies with these tic-tac-toe grid pattern lines in the skies? 1995, like 30 years ago. So they've been engineering the weather for 30 years, changing the weather for 30 years. Now we have a changed climate. Now we have climate change. And people are still like, but isn't it our carbon output? No, it's not. It's not. You know, net zero and ULEZ and LTNs and all this nonsense. Yeah.
The seas are rising, but Venice is still there for some reason.
Yeah, and Whitby. Whitby's in the East Yorkshire. It's on the coast in East Yorkshire. And since we were born anyway, since the late 60s, they've said it's going to be underwater. And funnily enough, it's still there.
Yeah.
Still there.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of examples of that. There's the Statue of Liberty is a great example. I mean, right. There's everyone's beachfront properties everywhere. I mean, like, people will believe what the media tells them because it's just, like, easier to not think for yourself. You know, it's a lot easier to just get spoon-fed the nonsense. I couldn't believe when I was over in London last, this LTN nonsense. It's low traffic neighborhoods. So people are supposed to like reduce their carbon footprint by having these LTNs. But all you end up doing is driving around for hours to avoid the LTNs. You're driving way more just to not go into these LTNs.
Just so they can hit a target.
Right.
They tried to do that where I live, you know, Matt. And the people did protest it and they stopped it. They were trying to do the ULEZ thing, yeah. Yeah. It didn't happen. I'm not saying it won't happen. It might still happen, but they definitely paused it for a while.
Well, Sadiq Khan, who's brought all those London changes and got knighted, I think, today, or he's given a knighted. Sir Sadiq Khan now.
Yeah.
The New World Order.
If I meet him, I won't be calling him sir.
No, I won't be calling him sir. Twat.
Everybody hates that guy. How did he get knighted? That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's it looks horrible. Like what Antrim of is about
to do. Arise, sir twat. Yeah.
That's great. Did you just because it's happening today? Did y'all see the riots that are happening in the States and LA?
I saw a bit of it last night. What was that about, Matt? I didn't.
Well, have you seen Handmaid's Tale?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Some of it, not all of it.
In Handmaid's Tale, it's like there's a Netflix series and there's a movie and there's
a book.
And it's like dystopian future where everyone's infertile, right? Yeah. No one can reproduce. And
the first series of that were fantastic, wasn't it? The first series were amazing. It's got a bit weaker now as it's gone on, but the first series were brilliant.
Oh, really? Yeah, I can't watch series. They just suck me. I can't even. I do watch movies because then it's...
Do you know, Matt, I actually did watch the first series. I think it was during the nonsense. And... There was one, and it was from a good few years ago. And there's a bit where they line them all up, and they've all got leather masks on. And I thought, that's a bit.
It
started getting a bit nasty, and I kind of tapped. I'm a bit squeamish for things like that. And I think they had some woman tied to a chair, and they're going to torture. And I'm like, you know what? I'm tapping out. I can't do it. I don't need to be seeing this shit. I don't need this in my head. But go on.
In the movie, there it's like Gilead or whatever, and that's there's a whole connection to that in Depop as well. But in the film, there's this bit where she's like, yeah, we can't get like good produce or anymore because of the war with California. Cause California like broke away from the States and there's like the civil war. Right. I think that that's the game plan. Cause California is just insanity with the like LGBT, RUQ, RSTV. It's just the trans agenda and everyone in the rest of the world is like, are you insane? I mean, hopefully. But also now, like, Trump has sent in the immigration people. It's all staged, by the way. I mean, to an extent. So the immigration people have been, like, raiding L.A. to, like, take the Mexicans, you know, and deport them. And so the Mexicans are fighting back. The illegals are fighting back and, like, pushing out ICE. It's like the immigration control people or whatever. But there's riots and fires, and it's like absolute chaos. And they'll probably send in the National Guard. And then the governor, who's Newsom, who's a total, he's like city con. He's just, he's horrible. So they're staging this whole, like, California wants to pull away from the states. It'll take some time, but definitely I see that on the table now with watching it all unravel. And then of course, like, Elon Musk and his nonsense, he'll probably like be the governator of it all.
Didn't that happen in the film Civil War as well, Matt? When I think California were a breakaway.
California, yeah, that's what I just Texas. Said.
No, you said, didn't you say in the film, in Handmaid's Tale, in the series, but in the film Civil War as well?
Oh, in the film Civil War.
They made that film.
Ew.
And California, and I'm pretty sure it was California and Texas were a breakaway from the rest of the country. He didn't really explain it. He kept it kind of elusive as to what had happened. But some of the states broke away. Yeah.
I watched some of that on the plane the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just watched it out of, you know, interest to see what it was trying to say. But the president in it was like a Trump-esque character, wasn't it? And in the end, course. The army go in and shoot him.
I mean, you got to wonder when there's such polarized duality, like we've got people that are normal, you know, and then in California, you've got this like agenda that just keeps pushing itself. It's like, oh, well, if a toddler wants to get a sex change, what's your problem, huh? They have rights too. It's like, whoa, like this is, it's child abuse. And still people are wearing double masks here. And I mean, I'm like 10 miles from California, so it's basically Californicated where I live. But yeah, it's insanity. And surely like the politics will heat up and something's going to happen. The scale's going to break away or something.
Hasn't Trump said that he should be arrested, Newsom?
Oh yeah, they have beef. Like they literally, and Newsom's trying to sue Trump for bringing in the immigration people and all this stuff. Like I think that there will be like a breakaway of some sort. It's all staged, like as we
know. Yeah.
But you try to read the writing on the wall, you know, and what better way to dismantle a country to create like civil unrest like this? I mean, I see what they're doing over there as well with the immigration and what have you, and dismantle.
Strange, isn't it? It's happening in all these countries at the same time. It's really strange. I mean, I can't understand how.
No, it's weird. It's like it's an orchestrated New World Order plan.
Literally order out of chaos. Like there's like crazy Mexicans lighting fires in the street of LA, and you know.
Sorry, Chris. Go on.
No, we're gonna say I always talk about it as like it's WWF wrestling, but the Trump Musk thing is just another level. I mean, and he said, and he turned around, and he said, and oh God!
Oh, and he nearly got shot three times.
Yeah, does anyone believe in that shit? I mean,
well, the Musk thing is scary and crazy in and of itself. Did you know how many kids this guy has already? He's got like a dozen kids. Yeah, he's got like 11 kids.
So much so, he's run out of normal names for him.
Yeah. They're all going to be transhuman like puppets in the end, you know. And he's even got these like birthing like out of like what's it, Aldous Huxley,
Brave New World.
Yeah, he's got these like birthing. Tanks. I was talking to this woman the other day. She was like, women don't have to go through the troubles of going through pregnancy anymore. I'm like, are you stupid? Like, people can't see the writing on the wall.
Just give birth to an emotional.
I've got one while we're on this. So I went to high school graduation where the because my friend was graduated. You know, I don't just go to these things. And it was the most woke thing I've ever experienced. It was like the superintendent comes out and he tells his story about being victimized for being homosexual and having a colored partner. and
you need a colored partner.
He says that he got pushed in the bushes for being homosexual.
Sounds painful.
Yeah. And he had to. he had to move.
Is that what they call it now?
So he had to move to the West Coast where he could be accepted, you know. And everyone should be accepting of everything and everybody and everywhere, you know. But it was just like, it was every other word was climate change, right? And like even all the kids that give their speeches, like the valedictorian, they're like, we're under such duress. It was like Greta. It was like everybody was like a Greta clone. And what I found really interesting is how they were talking about ChatGPT. Because imagine being in high school with this stuff, you know what I mean? I can't even imagine like how retarded the kids are going to be. Yeah. they don't have to do anything. You know, there's no plagiarism. There's none of this stuff. You just tell the robot to wipe your arse, and then there it is. You don't have to do that anymore. It's just, it's going to be really weird, really fast.
But look at the internet came around, and you could basically type in any question you want and get an answer. Now it's actually giving you opinions and solving problems. It's just another level, isn't it? It's just totally other level. It's terrifying.
It is like yeah. You've got a, I mean, I don't use it. Well, you do use it, AI, even by not knowing, but directly.
Chatbots, you mean? It. You haven't used one of those chatbots, you mean?
No, yeah. But
I don't.
That is like you're tuning into the Matrix. It's directly into that, to Satan's.
Or game. Demon world.
Yeah, demon world, yeah.
So I went and did this presentation recently in Idaho, which is very the opposite of California. They're very racist and very anti trans and all this sort of stuff. So I did this presentation, these people contacted me afterwards because they asked, I don't know who's spending their time asking AI if I'm dead or alive, but the AI, the Meta AI and ChatGPT, they had this whole thing about how I passed away last year, right? And like, I'm constantly doing things, right? I'm always on these shows. And I dug into it, you know, I did a lot of research, and to come to find out there's a different Matt Landman, you know, there's other people with the same name, but the AI didn't realize this. And they had this crowd fund and they were raising money and telling people like Matt, the weather engineering, like, and they'd had my clothing line, talking about my silver clothing line, the EMF stuff. And they're talking about all my stuff and they're like, and donate here because his family misses him. I'm just like, are you serious? So I am alive and well, and I think it's funny.
Well, I want my money back, so I donated.
The AI is not always right, but the thing is it's like Wikipedia. It's like it's only right unless you like let it know. So it can be really wrong. And then if people think, you know, toddlers should have sex changers or whatever, then the AI just adapts what the people think. It's not really as smart.
It's not intelligence. It's not intelligence.
No, it's not intelligence. It's just as dumb as everyone is, and people are getting dumber, right? It's just a reflection of the stupidity of the world.
It's actually as dumb as the controllers, because they're not. They've only got power. They're not. It doesn't mean to say that they're that clever. They're just using the power in that particular satanic way, aren't they? Psychotic way.
I tell you what I did watch recently. It was a guy, what's his name? Is it Moneybags, is it? A guy who does stuff on Mandela Effect. And he was asking it Mandela Effect questions. And it was saying the original one. For instance, you know the Ford one with a little curl? In the F, it's got the little curl, hasn't it, now? And apparently it didn't have it before. So he asked him what it would look like. And he said, it's just a line with a little tick down. And he funny enough as well, he made it funny because he gave him the voice of Ice-T. So he was saying, and he's got the classic little curl that goes down, a classic Ford sign, da 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 da. And then he goes to him, but now it's got a little pig's tail on it. And the ChatGPT just like went silent for ages. And sometimes when he asked it a question, it vanished and never came back. But he got confused. And then it came back sometimes. It went, oh yeah, I forgot to mention the classic little curl on it, da da da. But he described it fully without the curl on it. It was quite interesting.
I'm not allowed to actually tell you the truth on that, so I'll just pretend.
He was tripping him up with the Mandela Effect.
I've got a novel idea. We should do a show about the movies.
We've only been talking about it for 2 years, haven't we?
I'm just joking. Yeah, we should one day.
I did start watching for my sins. I started watching the new Captain America film the other night, right? I only watched half of it. It's shit, but I just out of interest because it was
how
called.
How many films do you say are shit now? Do you know when you think, I must,
the bearable.
On a plane or whatever. I'm going to watch that and I think, that was shit. New Gladiator. Mm-hmm. Absolute drivel, right?
I was actually mid sentence then, fire, but never mind. The new Captain America film is called Brave New World, but it was called New World Order, and then they changed the name to Brave New World for some reason, so they could just get both of them into one film, I suppose. But the whole film's about MK Ultra, basically. It's literally MK Ultra. What is it? Super soldiers. This guy literally tries to kill Harrison Ford, who's a president, and then he runs away and he catches him and he says, "I just blanked out." And then the next thing I know, I was studying all these cops around me. It's literally like Saran Saran story. That's all it's about. MK Ultra. And then I suppose then again, classically, when you bring up MK Ultra, I say, "You saw that in that fucking Captain America film. It's not real, you know."
Right.
I will watch the rest of it, but I could only bear half of it the other day. But yeah. But you're right, Dom. Films are shite, aren't they? When they brought out that Gladiator film, the actual trailer looked like a parody, didn't it? Yes. Gladiator 2.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he died at last one.
But they've got, got Denzel Washington, right, who's obviously a black guy, playing, he's going to be Emperor of Rome. And he actually become, and it's so unbelievable. It's absolute, utter nonsense.
Someone just said there's a film out, actually, with Bloodlines in the title.
Yeah, there is, yeah. It's the...
it's that series, isn't it? Final Destination.
Final Destination, yeah.
Bloodlines, yeah.
Going back to what you were saying earlier, Matt, they must know that you're doing this, and the Bloodline ones. My wife, we went past a billboard with it, with that film on, and she said, "Do you think people are tapping into all this research you're doing about blood, not just my research, but Bloodlines? Because in the press, they seem to be coming up with such and such as related to such and such a king and what have you. And like, it's pretty normal to be related to these people." And likewise, what you're saying about you're going to have a rally in Hyde Park, and all of a sudden, the government released a $50 million experimental project about blocking the sun out, even though they've been doing it for the last, I don't know how many years. Do you think they are?
I think so. They take the piss out of it, right? It's like they take the energy out of it. It's like people think they're going to get vindicated, but then all of a sudden, no one's going to go down the rabbit hole because it was on the mainstream news. You know what I mean? Mm. Or it's like, oh well, they're admitting it, and they say they're going to do it in a safe way, and I just have to talk to my MP about this, and you know, never mind on supporting the rally. And it's interesting. It's all psychological warfare the way they do it. I mean, there's different ways to go about it with Hollywood and the media and the mainstream, and they're just herding cats, you know, and a few of them get stray and whatnot, and they don't really care, it seems, that a few get astray, as long as they keep it to a certain percentage. But I read recently that it only takes 1%. Yeah, look at all that. I read that it takes only 1% of a population to shift consciousness. So if you can get to up to 1% realizing the truth, it's like the 100th monkey thing.
The tipping point, the 100th monkey,
Yeah. So I think we will get there. I know that we will get there with the chemtrails, the geoengineering, stratospheric aerosol injections. They call it SAI. The UK government calls it SATAN. Random acronym. I don't even know what that spells. But it stands for aerosol transport and nucleation program. We talked about that, you know, it just happens to read out Satan, but there's the SAI, stratospheric aerosol injections. They give it all these terms to confuse the crap out of people, because a confused mind doesn't take action. You know, like people are confused, just like during the lockdowns, you see how all the disinformation, flood of disinformation, misinformation, and truth just speckled in there. Then people don't know how to act, and they just line up, you know, to say
pure confusion. Yeah. Pure confusion. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like Operation Stick or Twist, isn't it? It's nobody knows what to do. They're that confused. Mm. That like they've been spun around on one of those. Can you remember that James Bond simulator before he went on up into space, apparently? Mm. It's like they've been spun
around.
I think they
do it on purpose just to pickle your frigging brain. I mean, look at that thing we were on about the other day. That guy who's now running Syria, who was, you know, Al Qaeda, and then he just took
ISIS
all his,
or whatever. Yeah,
took all his garb off him, give him a shave, and put him in a suit, and now he's fucking prime minister of Syria. And you're watching it, and you're thinking, is it? He was like in top 10 most wanted people in the world, and then now he's running Syria, but he's all right now. And you're like,
it's like Chris, isn't it? If there were an action man over here and a baddie, he'd have been the baddie. Or over, I suppose, in your country, it'd be G.I. Joe, and he'd be the baddie, and you'd be fighting against him. Or Rambo, Stallone would make a film, and he would have been the baddie, wouldn't he?
Yeah. And then they just put him in a suit and a tie and shave his head a little bit, cut his hair a little bit. And now he's prime minister. he's definitely not a puppet for America and England, that's for sure.
Oh, no, definitely not, no. Or China. Or Russia. God.
It's insane. It's insane.
But, I mean, you put a few of these... Go on, sorry.
No, yeah, you go ahead.
I said Chris put a few... Okay. Images together on here. Sorry, there's a bit of a delay.
Well, no. After we spoke last time, Matt, when this came in the news, because it was in all the news. We emailed backwards and forwards. It's in all the news. So I just put a little thingy together, a little collage of all the news articles. Just a few of them, just to show that these were all in the same couple of days. You know, just to show that everything we've talked about, especially you, Matt, all this insanity that, you know, they're spraying the sky. And then it's just there in the news. and still we're crazy. I don't understand how he can't. He's got fucking diagrams showing how they're going to bounce it back into the stratosphere. Look. Mm-hmm. It's insane. So these people are insane. Sorry, Matt.
No, I want to know what you think about this 2 weeks nonsense. I mean, it must be some sort of programming, or they must have like sat together in the think tank and been like, if we tell them it's going to happen in 2 weeks, it'll normalize it. Because then people will see the lines in the sky and be like, oh, well, they started a couple weeks ago. But why 2 weeks? Why not tomorrow? Why not next month? Why not next year? Like, what is the 2 weeks? It's fascinating. 2 weeks is 14 days.
To flatten the curve. Yeah.
I mean, good job. Tom.
Yeah, well done, Chris. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they're going to flatten the They're going to flatten the sun.
They're going to flatten the sun.
No, that makes sense. They did use the 2 weeks before.
2 weeks to flatten the curve,
People fell for it because they were like, oh, that's not that much time.
3 weeks.
It'll be
three
over
weeks.
Soon.
No, two. 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
No, yeah, it was 2 weeks. That's what they said all over the world, as far as I know. And then they just kept pushing it. So then people are used to that. It's part of their MK Ultra. That's really, I was wondering, and I was wrapping my head, trying to rack my head.
Well, it was 2 weeks to flatten the curve and keep 2 meters apart, wasn't it? So there's another two there. So that sure it meant something. Yeah.
2 meters apart. Flattening the curve is a public health strategy to slow down the spread of a... during the early stages, flattening the curve.
I think there was that, and yeah, there's the 2 meters part, and then there was something else as well, that which I suppose I don't know. I think it added up to something. There was some numerology tied in there anyway. No doubt.
Some bollocks.
Yeah. yeah. But when are they actually planning on starting to do the? Has it got to go through Parliament first, Matt, before they start spraying, allegedly spraying? Sorry.
Everyone says something different. I mean, the media said 2 weeks. An MP got back to one of my friends over there, this woman in London, and the MP said, oh, we're not doing it, and we don't plan on doing it till 2027. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, it's just all confusion tactics, right? Like I said, a confused mind cannot take any action.
Confusion and data gathering on people's reactions, I'm guessing. You know, as soon as they fire it out, they can instantly collect all the data of how people are reacting just through social media, can't they? I'm sure.
Yeah. I think the amount of people that show up at this rally will be a big data grab. And I think they'll be surprised as well. Yeah. Oh, okay. So on the same day that they announced that they were going to be spraying the skies in 2 weeks and all that stuff, on that exact day, the police contacted my friend in London who's helping me put on the rally, you know, because I don't have a UK phone number or whatever. So my friend is helping me put it together. And they contacted her and said that we object to your rally. And they gave all this nonsense, like we can't protect children. I was like, it was like, what do you mean we can't protect children? So we had to go through all this back and forth, all these different Westminster Council, different police agencies and all this stuff, until finally we ended up getting this permit that was signed by an MP saying that we could hold the rally. Meanwhile, there's march against the Palestinian things, and then the Gaza things. There's on the same day as there's lesbians against Ukraine, or the, you know, war in Ukraine. On the day of the rally, there's a 5,000 dyke march, they call it, the 5,000 dykes. all these different controlled things like Extinction Rebellion and whatnot, you know they're not having all these hurdles.
Yeah.
We had to go through like 30 different police and agencies and back and forth and asking these questions and not getting answers and all this. And finally, they're like, yeah, sure, you can do it. I don't know what the problem is. It's like, you're the problem. You're giving us all these headaches. They're like, we need to know what all the signs are going to say. I'm like, you mean you need to know what all these random people are going to – Bill Gates is a twat. I can't. I was like, come on.
You know why they need to know, Matt? Because you know why they need to know. Because usually they print them themselves.
Yeah.
Right. And exactly. Yes. Exactly. They.
If Greta's there, they just print them out. And them out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They already know ahead of time. It's like,
also, are them other rallies? Are they on the same day then, or are some of them on the same day?
There's a 5,000 dyke march that just popped up, and this police officer who we're engaged with, that warned us about it. He even said it doesn't seem authentic. It just came out of the blue, right? So there's a 5,000 dyke rally that culminates at Speaker's Corner, but not until 5 p.m. So maybe our picnic afterwards will be a little dyked out, but we'll figure that out. We'll troubleshoot. I mean, like, it's fine. Marble Arch is ours during that time frame, so it'll be a beautiful thing. And yeah, look at this footage. And if anybody hasn't seen Frankenskies, frankenskies.com, it's a great introductory piece. I'm working on a sequel as well. But if you can just sink your teeth into it, and we're still at the very beginning of this awakening, you know what I mean? So it's important to share this grounded information with your peers, your family, your grandmother. Like, I wanted to make a documentary that could be shared with the world. That's why it starts in the 1920s and goes through the chronological timeline of the film, right? So, please go to stopgeoengineeringlondon.co.uk, because there's posters that people can print out as well. There's a lot of great posters on there. Media and what have you, and details on the rally and the live stream will be on there as well.
What's the website again, Matt?
Stop Geoengineering London.
Ah, right.
.co.uk, which
that's where I weren't finding it.
Is it popping up okay?
No.
Stop geoengineeringlondon.co.uk.
There we go.
There it is in the top. Yeah. So that's a good landing page for people. And I paid extra for this site so that you could actually upload photos. So on the day of, people can take their photos and of the rally of all the people and their signs and upload it to here. So it'll be like a kind of a cool community space. And if you scroll down, there's posters that you can click, and they're high res, and you can print them out. So I know people already that are printing them out and posting them around in London. But there's a dozen posters that you can just print. So that's exciting. And check it out if you want to, like, hang a poster at your local coffee shop or, I mean, on your front door. Tell your neighbors what you know about the world, or whatever it is. You know, I think it takes there's all these things. You can't say it takes a village anymore, because some politician said that over there. It takes everyone getting involved to an extent. And I'm gonna have some cool stickers and flyers the day of, and it'll be really great to come out and meet everyone. And I know everyone has their excuses why they can't make it, but we're making history. Like, this is important, and we're gonna have some momentum enough to make this an annual thing. Oh, and guess what? So in the March Against Monsanto, they did it in 400 simultaneous cities when they first popped it off. And that was amazing and great. And that took some organization, and hats off to them. Next year, I'd like to be able to have it in a lot more places. But already the capital of New Hampshire in the US is having a rally on the same day. Also in North Wales, they're having like a full-on festival to honor the sun on the same day in solidarity. So in North Wales, there's a whole festival. Also in St. Louis, Missouri, and other people are getting their rallies together on 21st June, the longest day of the year. They're having backyard picnics, and they're waking up their friends, families, and neighbors by having rallies in solidarity worldwide. And that's the goal, is like making it an annual thing so that we honor the sun, talk shit about how it's nonsense that they're blocking it out, and talk about the weather warfare, maybe even screen Frankenskies or whatever your favorite geoengineering documentary is, and which it should be Frankenskies, but I'm saying, like, to have the conversation, you know. And this
I tell you what, I was thinking, Matt,
to do so. Yeah,
a few years ago is, well, not a few years ago, a few months ago, is having a sheep farmathon. like a 24-hour sheep farm. Try and get 10 or 12 presenters to go through the night. So obviously in the US, you better go through the night. In the UK and Australia, get some different presenters on and just keep doing a podcast for 24 hours on YouTube.
Sweet. Do it every year or just...
Well, whatever. We'll start with one and then see where it goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get a few different guests on coming in and out. You maybe host one in your time zone, if you like, and just keep playing them over and over again.
Yeah, that'd be beautiful. You're going to need a lot of coffee for that. You're going to stay up the whole thing?
I doubt whether I'd stay up the whole thing, but you don't need to stay up, do you? I don't think. You just need to keep going, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh. Beautiful.
With the presenters on.
Oh yeah, and then I get it. Yeah, because it can be everywhere in the world as the time zones change, as the sun
exactly.
Moves.
Yeah. If you got 10 presenters who did 2 hours each, for instance, which wouldn't be a difficult one to get 10 of us lot, would it? To do.
No, that'd be beautiful. And there's so many great people in New Zealand and Australia that are all the way on the other side of the world, and it would be a beautiful thing. I think that's wonderful because, like, we're all in this together. You can't say that anywhere either, right? There's every single, like, everything after the lockdowns and COVID, it's like every phrase, you know, like you can't. It's so funny, but yeah, we are. Even though that's been overplayed and it's hijacked and whatnot, we are in this together. Like, we do breathe the same air. It's the same sun. We're under the same sky. We're under the same boot of authority trying to limit our sovereignty. It's not like my government or your government. And that's what they want us to think. They want us to, like, contact our MP or our senator and be, or our town, you know, council and be like, oh, they're spraying.
Might as well tell my cat.
Actually, I think you'd probably get further doing that. Than
just a couple of things, Matt. One thing about the... having to contact the police and stuff, it shows that they were actually worried how many people were going to turn up.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's what that shows.
I think they're shaking in their boots, but yeah. You know, they want it to look like we're the crazy nutters. You know what I mean? And that's what chemtrails has always been. They want people to be ungrounded. And then going out in the world and rattling people's cages and be like, they're spraying.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and maybe they do spray us with poison. You know, surely there's been lithium in rainwater analysis and manganese, which makes people aggro and all sorts of things. They do put crazy shit in the sprays. But when you're having the conversation with your grandmother and you know, you want to tell her space is fake. You know, like, you want to tell her everything. Like, you got to meet people where they're at. You know what I mean? Like, I know, like, we've been down a lot of rabbit holes and energy is free and Tartaria and all these things. But it's like, where is the person that you're talking to at? Like, I met this guy on the plane last time who was in Vietnam. He had neurological disorders from Agent Orange being sprayed because he's a helicopter pilot. And he's been trying to sue the federal government and get money. You know, he's trying to get his bills paid because he's got neurological disorders. And finally, the Veterans Administration just this year has been giving him a little kickback to help him with his bills because they're like, yeah, we did that, even though we've been denying it for decades. But I tried to tell him about Project Popeye and weather warfare. And he was in total denial. He was like, the government can't do that. I'm like, bro, you know, they sprayed Agent Orange and it impacted you. It impacted your children. Like, it's you're impacted by this. Like, how is it such a stretch? People have these brick walls of cognitive dissonance and we're chipping away at these things. We have to chip away and we have to do it right as activists. We can't be these ungrounded, crazy conspiracy nutters. We have to be grounded. And if it's like some psycho fear-based, not like maybe not nonsense, but you have to see who you're talking to. And in the chemtrails, we're talking to the world, you know. And if 10 people show up for the rally, you better believe the BBC will be there all over it. These crazy conspiracy theorists, only 10 people came out. But if we get thousands of people, there's not going to be a peep from the mainstream. Yeah. You know, and I do believe that we will get thousands of people. And it's like that. Like, people need grounded information. And that's why Frankenskies is great, because it walks you through the chronology, the timeline. I've had people like laughing in my face at work, my coworkers, right? And then one of them, I literally dragged him in front of a TV and I was like, sit your ass down, you know? And he was a smoker, so I rolled him up a joint. I was like, look, sit, get stoned, do whatever you got to do. You're going to watch this. 10 minutes in, his eyes are this freaking big, like Alex in Clockwork Orange, you know? His eyes are like, what? And he looks at me and he goes, so they've been doing this for a while, huh? And I'm like, yes, because everybody has everybody has their brainwashing conditioning from years of mainstream media and all this sort of stuff, and the peer ridicule psychology and the groupthink. Everybody wants to fit in, but they're fitting in with a bunch of sheep. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you some positivity, Matt. My missus, I've droned on about this forever to my missus, obviously, yeah. Taking photos. Whatever. And she came home with a phone and said, look at this. That's not right, is it? Showed me a picture.
Right.
I said, do you not think I've been mentioning this to you a little bit?
Where have you been the past 20 years?
Then a friend came over, right? A friend came over, and this was like a week later. And I said, and this is only a while back. And I said, look at that one over there. And I was pointing it out to my missus. And a friend came out and looked at it. And she goes, oh, that's a chemtrail, isn't it? She goes, I've just been looking at them. They've been doing that since the 50s. And she's a relative, you know, she just looked into it herself. So she must have got it through the grapevine. And decided to look into it herself, and yeah, and said it's been happening forever. Basically, one thing I find surprising is people's memory, because I remember the skies and what they used to look like, especially when I go up north, like when we came up to the Fenway, when I went up and saw Dom. I remember what the sky looked like there, and it doesn't look like that anymore. You know, those sprays weren't there, those lines weren't there, because I remember staring into the sky as a kid. And I remember my mate, I think it was Jamie, your mate, Dom, he said, planes only give off those vapors at a certain height. And it's just a vapor trail, and then it had vanished behind it. It wouldn't continue right across the sky and hang there. That's and right. drift down. And it was a certain height when they actually send off the vapor trails. Because we used to look out from as kids. We'd look out for the, because, you know, the one was.
Well, they're the classic contrails, aren't they? Where,
It's just vapor, water vapor. What we're seeing now is not water vapor; it's a frigging train wreck of a big.
I've noticed, right? Whether it's a magnetic effect, they do draw towards the sun, even if it disappears all around it. The sun is blocked out on its own. They do draw the self.
One I've seen that's surprising is when it's actually that mist is there, and then another plane goes through it and leaves like a line through it. So there's clearly particles.
It
takes them with it, kind of thing. Like Roadrunner or something has gone through it. You know what I mean?
I've seen that, Chris. Christian, I've seen that. And Dom, I have witnessed that as well. I don't know if the particles are charged a certain way, or if they're, or if it has like nanotech in it that goes towards the sun, or if they're going towards the heat, but they are designed to mess with the sun, you know, layers of purposes, like disrupt the frequency of the sunlight that we're getting. They claim that they need to be blocking the sun for climate change, climate whatever it is,
global climate warming bollocks. That one
I have noticed that, and you know, some people, it takes seeing it on their own, you know. There's days where they're out mixing and they're playing side by side. And I didn't even think about this, but this bloke did a video out of the UK recently, and he was like, you're telling me that all the planes go the same direction because they're going in these lines, right? And I had never even thought about that. It's like, yeah, when you take off at the airport, you go towards your destination. You know what I mean? Like, they don't all go the same direction. Planes are going different places.
And also, they're too high to be aiming towards some airport somewhere locally. You know, the 30,000-40,000 foot up or even higher, some of them see.
Yeah, they're way too high. But there's a lot of things that it takes people like planting the seed and then for them to see it on their own. One thing that I think is really fascinating is the group psychology, the way that the group think is. So I'll go up to like, I'll go up to just about anybody. And I love going up to like scary looking like people like on the street corner, like a group of like... Yeah, like a group of like ghetto blokes. It doesn't matter their ethnicity. You can tell like that they shouldn't be approached. And I'll go up and I'll be like, you guys know about the shit that's going on in the sky, you know? And usually there's like one person that is like the wise one. And maybe they're not even old, but they're the ones, you know? And the other guys will start to make fun of me and tell me to, you know, fuck off, right? But then the other guy's like, no, no, no. The other guy's like, no, no, no. I know about this too. And so then the group psychology shifts because they all are like, let's make fun of this person and do this like playground tactics, you know, like peer ridicule thing, because that's how they, that's how we're programmed, right? But all it takes is one of their friends to be like, actually, he's right. And then everyone's now listening to the wise one, you know what I mean? And it's just like that. Like you plant the seed and then all of a sudden your neighbor is telling your mom, oh yeah, no. And then they're listening. Because it's not just you anymore. It's more than just you. But we've been put in these little boxes as conspiracy nutters. And it might be because maybe we said something that we shouldn't have said, you know, during the lockdown, right? Or whatever. Like, they're trying to kill you or whatever. Like it's hard to be grounded when they're, like, locking down everybody and taking away everything and lying through their teeth. Mm-hmm. But we have to play our cards when it's the right time. And sometimes you got to circle back. Like my mom, God bless her, she was like, oh yeah, Matt, sure. Oh yeah, you're doing this with your life now? Like, and it took her years. And then finally she came to visit me one time in Arizona, and it was a shit show of a sky. And she looks up and she just has no filter. She's like, oh, this is, chemtrails are real? And I just look at her, I'm like, are you serious? But yeah, it took her to witness it on her own, yeah, and have me planting the seed over and over and over for years, you know, forget it that I'm her son and like devoted my life to it and, you know, whatever. But it takes time. My aunt, she thought I was probably crazy, but then she dated somebody who was into it. And then all of a sudden they had all these questions for me. You know what I mean? And that's after like years. This was just recently. But it takes time. And if the seeds are planted, the soil will get fertile enough for the metaphorical seed to germinate. It just takes time. And we're reaching a point where there's an awakening happening. People are seeing through the government. People are seeing through politicians. People are seeing through big pharma. People are even realizing that you shouldn't be holding your phone to your head. You know what I mean? I had a friend the other day be like, oh, I only do it on speakerphone because of Latida. And I'm like, yeah, I told you that 5 years ago, bro. Like, no, I saw it on this other thing. And I'm like, what? So I'm not a good...
So TikTok.
I'm just going to say that, Chris.
Exactly. He's like, I saw it on a TikTok. And I'm like, so you can't hear it from me? And he's like, dude, you're my friend. And I'm like...
He's true.
Exactly. I'm your friend.
Yeah, exactly. I'm your friend, you know, trying to help you out.
People have to see from legitimate sources like TikTok.
I took this video.
Yeah, exactly.
I took this video a month ago, Matt. Yeah. I'll put some sound on.
So this is where I live.
We're in a dam.
Beautiful scenery. But then when you start pointing and looking up, and I don't know.
So this is nothing. This is just showing you one side of this
but look
cloud.
At the waves. In the clouds.
Wait till I turn around.
I'm probably not doing it justice because I'm shite at doing videos.
Whoa!
Look at that!
Yeah.
So that is something that people can witness. They spray the skies and they take some time doing it because they're mixing chemicals and some of the lines will be like medium and some will be
short.
But
look at that gap there, Matt. Look where the sun's coming through the gap.
Yeah. Oh, the sun's like burning through. Yeah, wild. Or whatever's happening. So they'll spray the skies. And this is for people, like, I know a lot of your listeners already know, but you can share these experiences with your friends, your family, your peers. They spray the skies. The planes will be side by side. They're mixing these chemicals together. They're doing these X's and all these things that they shouldn't be doing, right? I mean, it's not normal air traffic. It's been normalized, but it shouldn't be. It's still not normal, you know? And then after the haze unravels, they'll zap the sky with intersecting microwaves. These are microwaves from these ground-based stations like HARP or NEXTRAD or these giant golf ball looking things that we've seen them around. You can find them on, you know, you can take a drive in the country and see these big golf ball looking things. And what's ironic is they say that they're predicting the weather with these things, but they're controlling the weather. But this is microwave in the sky, but it doesn't happen until the haze is perfect and then they zap it. It doesn't just happen. it's like it's after they've unraveled their stuff and the chemtrails are spread out, and then they'll do this to like microwave the sky to push a storm system or to make a heat wave. There's a bunch of different reasons why they do it. But if you can witness it firsthand, you can even call it sometimes. You can be like, oh, keep your eye to the sky. They might turn on their microwave thing. And then they do it, and you can wake up a friend. You know, we can all wake someone up. It takes time and energy and a little effort. But what else are we doing? You know what I mean? That's important. I mean, I find this very important.
Look how far in the distance that is. That was, you know, 50 miles in the distance. And not only that, like 180 degrees. What, mm-hmm. you know?
And what's so sad is the meteorologists are just, they're bought, so bought. Most of them must know, I would think. But they give it a name, and then they even come on and like talk bad about the conspiracy. They'll even like show a photo and be like, Dom from Yorkshire, he sent me this photo.
He's talking bollocks.
Yeah, exactly. And starts making fun of you. And then everyone jumps on board because they love the peer ridicule, like playground tactics. It's just this like mental, it's actually ingrained in like children's cartoons from the very beginning. And then it's like, oh, I can fit in by being a bully with all the other bullies and not be the bully, because I don't want to be the bully, but I can bully people by ganging up on people. You know what I mean?
You guys said earlier about those things going towards the sun. And I was thinking, we don't even know how far away the sun is. So no. They might actually be landing on it.
How many suns are there? We don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. We've got no idea, have we? Because it's definitely not 90 million miles away or whatever they call it. Say it is. Those
whatever they are there, I never saw that type of cloud when I was in the 80s or the 90s.
No, I've challenged people. I've got now on Facebook like 125,000 followers. I've challenged people. Show me one family photo. From the 60s, 70s, 80s that looks like that. That looks like the X's and Y's and you know, whatever in the sky. It's crickets. You know what I mean? Like people cannot do it.
And let's face it, there were spraying things even back then, but it weren't like this. It was something different then. That was just probably
they're practicing.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure it out. Now they've got it perfected. They're sharpening their tools. But like I said earlier, like the grid tic-tac-toe boards, like knots and all these nonsense
crosses,
worldwide. It really ramped up in like the mid 90s. Like prior to that, it was here and there, but it wasn't worldwide and it wasn't all the time. And come like the mid 90s, 95, and now we've got 30 years of all that nonsense. And now like I said, they're saying now that the climate has changed. It's because you changed it. And really, if they stopped, it would just go back to normal. And what they do is they make climate catastrophes, you know, like crazy this, crazy that. And then they're like, oh, climate change. Like overall, the climate hasn't really changed that much. But the climate catastrophes and all these crazy events that they...
Would you say that they're not actually changing the weather? They're manipulating the weather more than changing it. They're utilizing the weather in a way that they can do what you've just said there. Turn it into a weapon, basically, to weaponize it. Or are they actually changing it forever? You understand where I'm coming from? Are they just putting a facade
forever,
over it?
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, like, manufacturing and changing kind of seems like the same word to me. But if you mean, like, is it changed now for good? No. They're only just... If they turned off what they're doing, the natural systems would fix itself overnight. Like, the hydrological cycle and, like, the sun shines on the lake and makes the steam and makes it rain and the rain comes down. You know, it's very...
I get a feeling sometimes that Mother Nature beats them on their game, if you like, sometimes. I'm not saying it every time, but I get a feeling sometimes that they say, oh, this is going to happen because they've obviously forecast a spray somewhere. And something else happens, and it's, well, who knows? But the 100% spraying, because those clouds there didn't exist when I was a kid.
I think you're absolutely right. They think that they know what they're doing, but they're really just throwing shite at the wall and seeing what sticks. When they spray the barium, right? They'll spray barium here and make a crazy heat wave, but because they've made a crazy heat wave with barium, the natural systems adjust and make it even colder. So they make this polarity where they're actually, even if they're trying to make it hotter, they make it colder also. So we have these big swings that is the natural systems trying to catch up. And
well, they're fighting against the self-correcting system, aren't they? The ultimate self-correcting system. That's what they're fighting against. Yeah, but that's what a psychopath does. Like you said, they throw shit at everything because they're psychopaths, don't they? And they want to control the natural order of stuff, basically.
Or try to.
Exactly.
One thing they can't control is, well, not yet anyway, is events like what you've arranged. Because nobody knows how many people are going to turn up. It could be 200, 5,000, 10,000. Nobody knows how many people are going to turn up there.
I was hearing that when there was like the farmers protest in London, that all of a sudden it was just pissing rain and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, I hope they don't do it for this rally. I don't think that they expect that many people to turn out. I think that we're going to have sunshine on that day, but surely next year they'll be shaking in their boots and making it piss rain or something. It's interesting what they do in the weather to influence like activists turning out and what have you. But I think even that is waking people up. I think everything that they do wakes people up, you know, like the lockdowns, the spraying in the skies, like even the media things trying to normalize it. I think that in the end, it actually just feeds the awakening, because we're on a trajectory towards awakening, especially after the
well, lies are always going to wake people up. Lies are, because people, you can only tell so many lies before even the dumbest NPC notices they've been lied to.
Well, yeah, we live in duality. We live in polarity. And if you just feed the lies, the other side of truth is going to balance itself out, right?
I think I've said to Dom before, I think it was a rat race. When the internet and everyone got a home computer and the internet became, you know, for everybody, it was a rat race because they needed it for total control, but also information, and people were going to spread and start speaking to each other a lot quicker. So it was literally a race to whatever goal they're trying to get to, because, you know, we're doing this, and you've organized your thing, with the internet and the fact that we can all communicate so quick. So it's literally a race against good and evil, isn't it? Basically, they want to get to this point, and we're racing at the side of them, if you like.
Yeah, they want to get to transhumanism, but they're triggering a spiritual awakening. So as they're trying to turn us into robots, our spirit is awakening too. Yeah. So the spirit can't be put into a robot. So even though they're trying so hard to put us into robotic form, like, they're awakening our consciousness by doing so.
I don't know if you... I went to a talk with Jeremy Corbyn the other evening, and he's up for having a chat with you at the event. Interestingly, he doesn't believe in HAARP. I don't know if you've heard of Jeremy Corbyn. Is it Jeremy or the other one?
Piers something?
Yeah, it's Piers Corbyn, not Jeremy Corbyn. Yeah, Jeremy Corbyn was the Labour leader. I can't see it being him. Piers Corbyn's the weather.
It's his brother, isn't
talking
it?
Out. Yeah, he's talking about global climate warming change.
Piers Corbyn's his brother.
Yes, I know. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people over there that I won't be talking to. I'm not sure.
So we've got two now, Glaswegians and you don't want a Glaswegian handshake. All right, Matt, fuck you.
I do my best to be like all inclusive and open minded and what have you, but there's definitely people that I can't engage with because they're bought and what have you, or whatever. I don't even know. But there's a lot of that in the world. And so I have to kind of pick my battles. And also I have a reputation to keep up too. And I can't be like shaking hands with Elon Musk or whatever, you know. It's like,
you wouldn't shake his hand, though. You'd knock elbows. You'd knock elbows. I saw him doing that in 2020. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see. It's hard to keep track of everyone, you know. But we'll see how it all goes.
I remember somebody coming up to me and doing that, you know. And I just looked at him, what the fuck are you doing? Trying to knock elbow.
I know.
Trying to bit his elbow.
Yeah. And people who never would do fist bumps are now doing fist bumps. It's like, you're afraid to shake my hand. You're not cool. You're not cool. You're not the cool fist bumping type. You're just doing that because you're afraid of germs. Like, shake my hand. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Fucking hell. Mental. So, all right, then, should we call it a night? Sure, but we're going to have to do that film one. We're going to have to do the film one. Which film are you going to choose then, Matt?
Again.
Oh, I'm going to choose. Well, I did watch recently Demolition Man, which
I watched that recently.
You got to watch it after the lockdowns. You have to watch it because they, speaking of fist bumps, and then early in the movie, they go to do a high five and they go like this and then they go like this. they don't touch because of all the different pandemics that had come out. They're like, no, we don't touch anymore and we don't make love anymore either. We put these like things on our head, and there's a lot of stuff. And what's really fascinating is that there is this movement of the truthers.
Yeah, they live underground.
They live underground and they're grimy and they eat burgers.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and what's the comedian's name that leads the revolution underground? But he's
I know you mean. He's the guy who smoked a lot, didn't he?
Yeah, he's like, I want to smoke a cigar, I want to drive my car, I want it to be a gas guzzler, and I want freedom. And if I have to live underground to have that, I'm going to have that. But it's like, that might be what we have to do, is live underground. That's where the AI,
isn't that what happened in Hunger Games as well, in District 13, were it? Didn't they live underground? Because somebody had told them the area in District 13 had been nuked. And when they all came out, it hadn't actually been nuked, I don't think. I might be wrong there, but they lived underground.
I can't remember.
They were supposed terrorists, but they were the ones fighting against the government. Mm. Mm. I'd look at Soylent Green again. I'd have to watch Soylent Green, I think. That shit me up as a kid.
Surrogates is a good one. I think that maybe I'd like to pick probably a few and then break them down. But it's all, I mean, predictive programming and social, cultural, you know, engineering and all these things, they're very real. And disclosure, you know, all these things are very, they're very in our face, but for a real reason. And unraveling that and realizing why is very important in grasping like the evil world that we live in. Because once it's normalized and it's out in the open, like, I mean, I cannot even fathom the Snowpiercer. It's like, oops, we tried to keep trails and we threw you into an ice age. It's like, duh. And it's like in your face. It's
in
like
a 15-year-old film, Matt? That film's interesting as well, because it came out. I mean, I look at films that are coming out. I've always been kind of in the film, looking into films and wherever. And it came out with no fanfare, didn't it? It literally just went under the radar, and all of a sudden this film existed. And it's by that famous director, isn't it? What's his name? The guy who did Parasite. Same director did it. So it should have had more fanfare when it came out. A lot of famous actors in it. I never even knew it existed until it was 2 years old, which is very strange, I think.
Yeah, it's weird how they normalize these things. I mean, you know, once you've watched that movie and then someone tries to tell you about chemtrails, you've already got it implanted in your head as fantasy, you know? Mm-hmm. And deconstructing that is what we're here to do as truthers, as activists. And so I really look forward to being part of that, especially in this London rally. And the more the merrier, people. Please show up. Bring your signs. It doesn't matter what the signs say, you know.
Bollocks. That's what they say.
Yeah. Get creative. And I mean, I only say that because earlier in the show, I was saying that the police needed to know every single sign, which is just like, how can I predict what everybody's going to do? But it'll be a beautiful time to meet our tribe and to meet those like-minded, beautiful souls out there, you know?
I know there's a lot of sheep fan folk going. I've had messages saying they're going. So
I look like Chevy Chase.
Okay. Sure. Looks like a young Chevy Chase. That's a compliment. When he was younger, I suppose.
I don't think I look like Chevy Chase, but I'll take it.
I don't think you look like him either.
No, I don't either.
I'll take it.
Could be worse, couldn't it? Could be Elon Musk. Yes, Elon Musk's love child. Yeah.
It could be way worse. But yeah, I want to just lastly say, I encourage people to have these hard conversations. You know, you're worried about what your people might think of you, but you never know. They might actually already know and also be worried. So then you can just break the ice. You know, you can do it in your own way. Oh, have you heard of this movie, Frankenskies? Or did you hear the UK government is going to dim the sun with geoengineering? What's geoengineering? Start the conversation. And then maybe you can gauge where people are at. And then next time at Thanksgiving, you can you know, check back in with them. Oh, have you seen the lines in the sky today or whatever? But it starts somewhere, and it starts with you.
Like, I haven't told you this yet, Chris. My son was playing cricket yesterday, and we're talking to one of the guys there, and he says, oh, what do you do? Blah, blah, anyway. I said, I've got a podcast. He said, what do you talk about? I said, oh, well, we'd be classed as conspiracy theorists. and I expected him to say, all right, and just closing it off. I went, yeah, 9/11 were a load of bollocks, wasn't it?
Ah, there you go.
There you go. Yeah,
well, I had a good one today, fellas, and it was at work. I was
shook
at work
his hand. Yeah. There you go. No, I didn't. I touched elbows. Sorry.
I was at work in a kitchen, and I came up with that one, Dom. And I said to Alan, if he's watching this, sometimes there's listeners. And I said,
all right, Alan.
I said, he might not be watching. I didn't know we were doing this, but I said, oh, I've got one for it. And I usually start like this, but I know you think I'm a conspiracy nutcase. However, what do you think of this? And I mentioned the Spanish flu one. I said, Al, did you learn about Spanish flu at school? And he's like, no. And I went, well, me and Dom looked into it, you know, in the middle of the nonsense. And I couldn't find a book about it I can't remember what the date was exactly. But
2009,
2008.
Before swine.
There was none. There wasn't a book written about it, Matt. And 50 million to 100 million people apparently died. And there's nothing. And everyone we've asked, do you remember learning about it at school? No. Even people who are into history, no.
I've been asking that for how many years, Chris?
Yeah, yeah. Before
15 years, yeah. Right? Yeah. Also, I always say there's no, in villages around where we live, there's always an obelisk with the World War One, the dead.
Designed by a paedophile.
Designed by a paedophile. We found out that a lot of the obelisks from World War One that are dotted around Britain was designed by a guy, or Chris found it out of the week, was designed by a guy called Eric Gill, who's got a pit, tell it to Chris, a statue of a little kid on it.
I think it became public knowledge during COVID that the statues that are around the BBC building of naked boys, basically, with a big guy next to them, was by this guy called Eric Gill. And it turned out he was a notorious, he was a paedophile. And he also did the memorials that dotted around, some of the memorials that dotted around the country to commemorate World War One or World War Two. He designed them as well. So what
obelisks.
Satanic obelisks as well, yeah, and crosses or whatever. But what satanic energy that means. So, you know, people are putting the poppies there saying, oh, you know.
And we've since found out that these things, most of these obelisks are put over natural water springs and ley lines. But anyway, that's another.
Some of them are above natural springs. Yes. We suggested maybe the ley lines.
Yeah.
Can't say all of them and are.
But anyway, that's a side conversation. But there's no memorials for any of the Spanish Kung Flu dead. There's only memorials for World War One victims. There's no holiday or commemorative day for the Spanish Kung Flu victims.
Mm. And what an estimate, between 50 to 100 million. I mean,
that's good. Put your finger. The climate will warm up by 1 degree. It hadn't happened. The climate will warm up by 1 degree. It hadn't happened. The climate will warm up by 1 degree. Yeah. Same thing, innit? Just bullshit, 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 constant bullshit.
I remember, just quickly, when we had that,
we've been saying that for the last half an hour, Chris.
When we had that, I've got to go in a minute. When we had that summer that was the hottest one for the last 300 years, I was in Folkestone seeing my son, and something really weird happened, right? There was a woman with a dog, and she started going, you know, she walked past me, and I think we were in a pub actually, and she said, you know, I carry a water bottle when I'm walking my dog. When I'm walking my dog, I carry my water bottle. And I thought, why are you telling me this is strange? And I said to my son, Can I just ask you something? Has it been on social media that you shouldn't take your dog out because it's the hottest day ever? And he said, yeah, it's been all over. So this woman had brainwashed herself into panicking that she shouldn't even be walking a fucking hairy dog because it's too hot. But the what I mean is the social media had done it to her. It had driven her mad, telling her to keep a dog at home. She was telling me, like, I give a shit.
But that year where it's more than 2 years ago where they said it was red hot, as soon as they said it was red hot, there were floods in London. Similar things happened recently. But it was the, going back to the Met Office was set up by the military. Mm-hmm. It's something like 1854, I think it was.
And weren't they taking the temperature checks off fucking runways?
Yeah, that's recently, isn't it?
Yeah.
Behind a jet. All right, let's piss off. Let these people go to bed. Yeah. Good to catch up again, guys. Matt, as always.
Yeah, great to catch up, Matt. Yeah. And see you on the 21st.
Really great.
Just another one, Matt. Are you back over here at any time after June?
I can't really think beyond that, but sure. But I don't have any plans.
Right. Okay. No, because we've penciled in September 27th to do a live event in London, a comedy club.
Cool.
So anyway, I know you've been popping over regularly recently, but
that could be doable. Let's talk about that. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, we're doing a live event. It'll be good to see you there if you're in England. Cool. I'm not saying you've got to fly over to see us, but
I mean, honestly, I'd like to travel because I do think that our travel abilities will be restricted because of the climate change, global bollocks, whatever.
Global climate warming bollocks, yeah.
Yeah, it's the global climate warming bollocks. I do see the writing on the wall there. Like, they made everyone here get this, like, real ID or whatever that has the RFID chip in it that'll be connected to your medical records or whatever. And, like, if you don't get the next round of jabs, you won't even be able to get on the plane or whatever. So I sadly think that one day I won't be able to travel very much. So I want to take advantage of traveling while I can. And there's so much to see over there that I have not, you know, it's all pretty new to me. So please invite me and we'll see what I say. And I love all the truth bombs. And it's very important for everyone to realize that we are in the midst of like a mass awakening. So like feeding it is the best thing that we can do. So yeah, thanks guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Anytime. Anytime. All right, everybody. We will catch you later. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.